This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki clarifies about her wish to ensure that instability and anarchy do not take hold in the country. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak to give a statement before the investigation commission formed regarding Gen Z incidents on December 29th. More than 16,000 students graduated at 51st convocation ceremony of Tribhuvan University. And front-runner to be Bangladesh Prime Minister returns after 17 years in exile. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said the government is working diligently to successfully conduct the upcoming elections, awarding prizes to the winning writers of the Barakhari Story Writing Competition 2025, organized today in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Karki said the government remains focused on the goal. The Prime Minister clarified that she wishes to ensure that instability and anarchy do not take hold in the country. Ramesh Lekhak, the former Home Minister, has said he would appear before the inquiry commission formed to investigate into the Gen Z movement of the September 8th and 9th. Talking to media persons following a meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Executive Committee at the party office in Sanipa today, Lekhak said he plans to present himself before the commission on coming Monday. Lekhak said the commission had sent him a letter on Friday requesting his presence for a statement and he confirmed about his attendance on Monday. More than 16,300 students were graduated today at the 51st convocation ceremony of Tribhuvan University. Prime Minister and the Chancellor of the University, Sushila Karki, along with senior figures from the academic world, announced that the students had been conferred degrees. A total of 89,101 students have graduated from the university, including at the bachelor's, master's, MPhil and PhD levels. For the first time in the history of the university, Nobel laureate, Japanese professor Takaki Kazita attended the ceremony as chief guest at the ceremony held at Dasarath Stadium today. Pro-Chancellor and the Minister of Education, Science and Technology Mahabir Poon, along with the academics, were present in the ceremony. On the same occasion, Prime Minister Sushila Karki insisted that all parties should strive to make the university a forum for academic debate. Prime Minister Karki, who is also the university chancellor, emphasized the need to increase investment in education for the country's development. Minister for Finance Rameshwar Khanal has said the House of Representatives elections announced for the 5th of March would be held in the stipulated date at the land transfer and felicitation program of the Lahan-based Ramkumar Sharada Uma Prasad Murarka Provincial Hospital. Finance Minister Khanal expressed the government's readiness to conduct the elections in the designated time. The Finance Minister expressed the confidence that the country's economy would be gradually reverted after the election. Police have arrested three foreign nationals with 4.3 kilograms of cocaine. A police team from Narcotics Control Bureau of Koteshwar nabbed the foreign nationals who arrived in Nepal via air route from Kathmandu Metropolitan City 9 in Sena Mangal area. The arrestees were made public today. Bureau's assistant spokesperson DSP Jivan Nirola said that 40-year-old Rusani Kama of Thailand, 55-year-old Xavier Matthew Thaliacheri of India and Mursalin Hussein were arrested and made public today. Spokesperson Nirola said police seized 550 grams cocaine from Kama, who arrived Kathmandu via Thailand, and 3 kilograms 750 grams from Indian national Xavier, who came Kathmandu from Laos via Singapore, and from another Indian Mursalin, who came Nepal to bring cocaine. The spokesperson said police recovered 12 capsules of cocaine from the Thai national and huge amount hidden in suitcase from Indian citizen. The Christian community around the world, including Nepal, is celebrating the Christmas today, marking the birth of Jesus Christ. According to Chairman of Nepal Christian Federation, C.B. Gahatras, the day celebrates Christ's message of hope, love and salvation. He said it is also known as the Love Day, Peace Day and Liberation Day. The government also gave a public holiday today. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Pardal has extended best wishes on the occasion of Christmas. He wished the festival inspired everyone to foster peace, love and harmony among Nepalese. Likewise, Prime Minister Sushila Karki expressed hope that the message of love, peace, compassion and goodwill would strengthen mutual understanding, coexistence and shared values. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन, नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाइ।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त।
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now to remaining news. Private airline companies have suspended flights on the Pokhara-Jomsom route for a couple of months due to a sharp decline in the number of tourists visiting Mustang during the winter season. According to Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, Jomsom Office Chief Deepak Pokhrel, Summit Airlines and Tara Air decided to hold services citing adverse weather conditions, the risk of snowfall and a drop in tourist arrivals during the off-season. However, chartered and emergency helicopter services are continuing. In addition, improved travel convenience along the Beni-Jomsom-Korola roadway has led to a further decline in air passengers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Tariq Rahman, the front runner to be the next Prime Minister of Bangladesh, has returned to the country after 17 years in exile ahead of landmark general elections. According to the BBC, the 60-year-old is a figurehead of the influential Zia family and the son of former Prime Minister Khaleda Zia. The party he leads, the Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP, is eyeing a return to power when Bangladesh goes to the polls in the new year. Rahman, who has lived in London since 2008, is expected to become the country's new leader if the BNP emerges as the largest party. Rahman's return comes in the wake of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina being ousted last year. 14 countries, including Britain, Canada, Denmark and France, have condemned Israel's approval of 19 new settlements in the occupied West Bank, saying the move was illegal and jeopardized the Gaza ceasefire and long-term peace and security across the region. Al Jazeera cited a joint statement of the countries as saying Israel's actions violate international law and risked undermining the fragile truce in Gaza as mediators work to implement the second phase of the ceasefire in a war that has seen Israeli forces kill almost 71,000 Palestinians. Israel hit back on Thursday, calling the criticism discriminatory. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be misty in many places of the Tarai region and partly cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces along with the remaining hilly and mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki clarifies about her wish to ensure that instability and anarchy do not take hold in the country. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak to give a statement before the Investigation Commission formed regarding Gen Z incidents on December 29th. More than 16,000 students graduated at 51st convocation ceremony of Trivan University. And frontrunner to be Bangladesh Prime Minister returns after 17 years in exile. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.